The search committee includes a top leader at Carhartt, a former president of Grand Valley State University, MSU faculty and staff, and two students, one undergrad and one doctoral candidate. We asked trustee and search committee co-chair Melanie Foster if that was enough student representation.
Probably half or more of the searches that are conducted, there aren't students involved. I know the University of Michigan in their last search had no students on the search committee. So we wanted student representation.
Earlier this year, then MSU president Luana K. Simon resigned amid pressure after disgraced former MSU Dr. Larry Nassar was accused of sexual abuse from hundreds of his patients. He was sentenced to decades in prison for those crimes. MSU created a relationship violence and sexual misconduct work group in February to help create a safer campus. Foster says most of the search committee has received training from that group. However, there is no open sexual assault survivor or member of the work group on the committee. We ask Foster why.
I don't think it was necessarily an exclusion, but it was trying to put together a committee from as many colleges as we could have represented. We had started with wanting a committee of 15.
Trustee and presidential search co-chair Diane Byram.
There isn't anyone identified on the committee as a survivor, but everyone on the committee has compassion for the survivors.
According to the presidential search website, the search committee has 12 listening sessions scheduled with several more dates to be determined. The committee says it will use information from those sessions to write up a position description by the end of the month. In East Lansing, I'm Laura Michaels, WKAR News.